Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is here. Right now, score up to 80% off everything home, plus fast and free shipping site-wide. Shop now through July 28th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall Credit Card Bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
Internet で集まった人たちが日本の政治を変える。それをね、世界に見せるんですよ。
Japan has always been known for its earthquakes, but nothing compares to the political earthquake that just rocked Tokyo, and the globalists around the world are in an absolute panic. Over the weekend, a brand new Trump-inspired Japan First Party just shattered the political establishment, and what happened there proves the nationalist revolution is spreading across the globe faster than anyone imagined. Make sure to stick with me to the very end of this video, because we're going to connect the dots between Trump's MAGA movement and a worldwide populist uprising that's about to change the world like never before. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to help you make sense of a rapidly changing world, a world that is, as we speak, becoming more nationalist, populist, and traditionalist. In short, we're witnessing nothing less than the rise of a new civilizationalist age. So if you want your daily front row seat on all the breaking news and analysis you're not going to hear anywhere else, you know what to do. Make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. All right, here's what happened over the weekend in Japan that should have every one of you absolutely fired up. This is amazing. The Japan First Party, Sanseito, just pulled off one of the most stunning electoral victories in modern political history. They went from holding just one seat to winning 15 seats in Japan's upper house, making them the third largest opposition party literally overnight. And here's what makes this truly remarkable. This wasn't backed by billionaire donors or establishment money. This was a grassroots YouTube movement. You heard that right. YouTube movement led by a young, charismatic populist by the name of Sohei Kamiya, who's a former English teacher and supermarket manager who built his social media following during the pandemic by speaking truth to power. Sound familiar? Well, it should, because this is the exact same playbook that's working around the world. Now, take a look at what we're now hearing all over the nation of Japan.
インターネットで集まった人たちが日本の政治を変える。それをね、世界に見せるんですよ。日本人はまだやれるぞって示しましょうよ。賛成党は一つのプラットフォームです。皆さんの思いを受け止めるプラットフォームです。私は皆さんの思いを受け止めて、ね、この80年間の戦後体制をひっくり返す、その代表です。
Now, if you're listening by way of our 20 million podcast downloads, he in effect just said that the people are rising up to forever change Japanese politics. We are going to show the world that the Japanese people are still capable of greatness. He said that the Sanseito Party is a party for everyone, for all Japanese people, and together we will destroy the 80-year-old post-war political system that's basically in paralysis in Japan, and together we will fight against and crush globalism once and for all. Again, sound familiar? Now, I doubt you'd be surprised that at the heart of Sanseito's platform is pushing back against the out-of-control immigration that's begun to ravage Japan of late. Immigration concerns played a very pivotal role as a whole in this election, ranking as one of the top most important issues for voters in the exit polls. The surge in foreign residents to a record near 4 million just this year alone, it represented 11% growth from just the previous year, has created significant public anxiety, especially given what Japanese are seeing happening in Europe, seeing those scenes of social unrest and riots that come from jumbling together people from, frankly, incompatible population groups, incompatible cultures. So the Sanseito Party, and Sanseito literally means something like, let's all get involved. It's basically a populist name. Let's all get involved in politics. Don't rely on the elites. Let's the people take over politics once and for all, right? So the Sanseito Party really was the only party in this election that addressed those immigration concerns and offered a solution that they called Japanese First. They want a Japanese First platform. They warned of a silent invasion of foreigners that would inevitably overturn social order. We're already seeing it with the rise in crime. And if you've ever been to Japan, you know, crime pretty much is because of the immigrants coming in. And they are very concerned that Japanese culture is being threatened. And they're right. It is. So their anti-immigration rhetoric, combined with concerns about property purchases by wealthy Chinese investors and perceived preferential treatment for foreigners over Japanese citizens so as to encourage more immigration, that resonated particularly with frustrated voters facing economic hardships. So you notice, again, we see these three themes coming back over and over again all around the world: concerns about border security, economic security, and cultural security. Border security, economic security, cultural security. They all add up ultimately to one thing: a worldwide populist revolt that's changing planetary politics like never before. But first, King, did you ever wonder how people like Nancy Pelosi seem to know exactly when to buy certain stocks? How politicians seem to have secret knowledge of what's going to do well in the market? Well, it's all called insider trading, right? Pelosi and her cronies have been getting away with it for years. But guess what? You and I actually have access to that very same inside information. Did you know that? Yeah, well, thanks to a little SEC loophole, we can track what the big corporate CEOs are buying up in real time, and then we could just ride their coattails into financial success legally and ethically. Once you learn the secret of the trade, you're in. Now, to do that, you have got to join me along with my good friend and trading expert, Ross Givens, this Thursday, July 24th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Ross is the real deal. His insider tips have led to returns of over 200%. Some have hit nearly 1,500%. It's going to be huge, but seats are limited. So click that link below. Snag one of the remaining online seats. This is going to change your life, gang. You can't afford to miss it. Click on that link below right now. What's happening in Japan is part of an overall worldwide awakening, a populist uprising of ordinary citizens demanding their countries back. And they're changing politics really like never before. Let me show you exactly how this nationalist populist wave is reshaping the world. In many respects, even before Trump and the MAGA movement, it was actually Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban who got this worldwide revolution started. He didn't just win elections. He transformed his entire nation. Since 2010, Hungary has become the gold standard for pushing back against globalist policies of open borders and woke progressive values. Orban has heralded a Christian civilization renaissance centered on reversing the European demographic decline by putting Hungarian families first. Hungarian women who have four or more children receive full income tax exemption for life. University graduates get their student loans forgiven if they have children within 2 years of graduation. The government provides low-interest mortgages for families and subsidies for seven-seat cars for families with three children or more. And it's working. Hungary has seen a significant reversal in its demographic decline, and it promises to only be the beginning. Now, Hungary has been joined of late by the nation of Italy. In 2018, Giorgia Meloni's Brothers of Italy party received just 4.3% of the vote. 4 years later, they stormed the Italian parliament, winning the most of any party, and Meloni became Italy's first female prime minister. How? By positioning herself as the only major party leader opposing the globalist Mario Draghi government, which Italians saw as the ultimate expression of the power held by the world's financial elites over Italy. Now, Meloni's platform wasn't complicated. Protect Italian families, defend traditional values, and put Italy first. But if you want to see what real populist economic policy looks like, look at Javier Milei in Argentina. When he took office in December 2023, Argentina faced an unprecedented 211% hyperinflation, 45% poverty, and near economic collapse. The establishment said his anarcho-capitalist policies would destroy the country. But instead, Milei delivered the impossible. He eliminated ministries from 24 to 8. He fired tens of thousands of government workers. He was Doge before Doge, and he slashed government spending. Monthly inflation plummeted from over 20% to manageable levels. Argentina achieved its first fiscal surplus in 16 years. By 2025, the economy is growing at 7.6% annually, the strongest growth in two decades. Milei's secret weapon? He demolished the regulatory state. He eliminated rent control laws, causing rental housing supply in Buenos Aires to jump 195% within 10 months. He lifted currency controls that had strangled the economy for over a decade. And he proved that when you unleash free markets and cut government, prosperity ultimately follows. And we could go on and on and on. The rise of the Austrian Freedom Party that won their first election just months ago. AfD in Germany, that's now the number one most popular party in the entire nation. Geert Wilders and the Dutch Freedom Party, again, the most popular party in the Netherlands. Jimmy Åkesson and the Sweden Democrats were in a coalition with the moderate right-wing party there. Marine Le Pen and National Rally, who are also consistently polling as by far the number one most popular party in France, Vox in Spain, Chega in Portugal, and of course, the Reform Party in the UK, who are poised to completely overturn UK politics in the next election by beating both Labour and the Tories. Now, here's what connects all of these movements. They're all following in their own way the Trump playbook. So Sokhe Kamiya explicitly models his bold political style on President Trump. Like Trump, he built his following through social media. He bypassed the Japanese mainstream media, which are notoriously liberal. I've seen it firsthand. I mean, if you listen to NHK, which is their version of the BBC, if you listen to the NHK talk about American politics, it sounds like it's coming straight from Rachel Maddow and MSNBC. So Sohei bypassed the Japanese media and spoke directly to the Japanese people, particularly the forgotten working class people. And so the parallels are undeniable. America first became Japan first. Build the wall became control immigration. Drain the swamp became eliminate bureaucracy. Make America great again became make insert whatever country great again, right? Trump's MAGA movement has evolved beyond anyone's expectations. What happened in Japan over the weekend proves this movement is unstoppable. When a YouTube channel built by an ordinary citizen can challenge decades of political establishment control, the old rules no longer apply. When nationalist populists win from Argentina to Italy to Hungary to Japan, we're not talking about coincidence. We're talking about a global awakening. Make no mistake, The globalists are panicking because they're losing control of the narrative. They can't stop the issues. They can't stop social media. And they can't stop ordinary people from demanding their countries back. The populist revolution is real, it's growing, and it's winning. From Trump's MAGA to Japan's Japanese First to Malay's libertarian revolution, the message is clear. The people want their sovereignty back. They want their borders protected. They want their families supported. They want their countries to come first. So what do you think? I want to hear from you. Let us know in the comments section below and make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. The global populist revolution is here, and together we're going to make every nation great again. Love you guys. God bless. We are in it, gang. A historic shift is unfolding all around us. The fall of globalism, the rise of a new conservative age, and I explain exactly what's happening and why in my most important book yet, America Awaken. This book gives you the full picture of how we got here, what it means, and what you need to know to be on the right side of history. Do not wait. Go to americaawaken.us and order your copy today. The next chapter has already begun. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at Shopify.com/RedCircle, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/RedCircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/RedCircle.